This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. There is an argument that Michigan's system of redistricting, the every decade redraw of the legislative districts, distorts the voters' will. In a state which overall has more residents who vote for Democrats than Republicans, the Republicans hold big majorities in each legislative chamber and hold the majority of congressional seats. Critics say it's because of gerrymandered districts. Legislative districts are supposed to be compact and contiguous, but many in the state are meandering spiders which capture votes or trap opposing votes. Both parties do it when they can. If the Democrats were in power, they'd be doing everything they could to keep that power through redistricting. Groups such as Common Cause and most recently the League of Women Voters have made efforts to find a better way to redraw the congressional and legislative maps. That most recent effort died a quiet death earlier this month. In 2011, there was a contest. People were asked to come up with an open, transparent redistricting process in order to produce fair legislative districts for Michigan voters. That contest was won by a Republican. At the time, Nathan Inks was president of the College Republicans at Central Michigan University. He's practicing law in Oakland County these days, and he's with us now. Nathan, what do you make of this attempt by the League of Women Voters to build some momentum for changing how we redistrict?
I think the effort was a good effort. I've long been a champion of changing the redistricting process to make it more fair for the voters and less partisan than it is now. Truthfully, I'm not very surprised that it didn't make it very far. It's not really in either party's interest to make the process more fair. Although the Republicans are benefiting from it now, there are times in the past and there will be times in the future when the Democrats will benefit from the partisan nature in which we redistrict. So it goes back and forth between the parties. But it doesn't really surprise me that it didn't make it very far.
As you know, there's no incentive for the party in power to budge on this. It would be against their own self-interest. What do you think it will take to bring Michigan voters a more fair way of redrawing the legislative districts?
If it's done, I think it'll have to be done through some type of movement from the people, whether that's a ballot initiative or increased pressure on the legislature. I don't think that action is just going to come spontaneously from the legislature.
Not everybody does it like Michigan does. In fact, you know, Iowa's got a famous method of selecting and drawing its maps and selecting districts, and is considered, you know, more fair than most. Arizona's working on a commission. What was your design like, and what would you like to see, or who would you like to see drawing those maps?
My design was based on four different categories that were used to judge the competition: compactness, more even districts in terms of competitiveness. I had to make sure that the districts were appropriate under the Voting Rights Act. You know, I don't necessarily have a perfect answer for who should be redrawing the districts, whether it should be a panel made up of Republicans and Democrats or whether it should be completely independent. But what I don't think it should be is one party having complete control over the process.
It's done that way. It's been done that way in a lot of states for a long time. It's only recently that people have really been talking about this at the national level and in different states. Why do you think there's more interest in it now?
I think a lot of it has to do with that there's been a surge in Republicans gaining seats in Congress to a large extent because of the redistricting. So now the Democrats have realized that they are losing more districts than they have been before, so there's a large push by the Democrats under the guise of quote-unquote fairness to change how redistricting is done, because they realize that at the moment they're suffering the consequences of how we do redistricting. I don't think that it's entirely a partisan push. I do think that there are people out there who, from an ideological standpoint, do want fairness in redistricting. But I think a lot of it is because right now there's a party who's, for the most part, being more disadvantaged than another. So they're pushing for it quite a bit.
So you think if the tables were turned, we'd be hearing from the Republicans to do this?
Exactly.
So I'm wondering, things have changed about how we draw the districts. And it used to be, you know, a lot of people doing a lot of hard math, and now we have computers, which makes it a lot easier to figure out different solutions. Did you use a computer, or did you do it the old-fashioned way?
No, I used a computer. There was a application on the competition's website that all of the applicants had to use in order to make their submissions.
Oh, so it was there for you, and you had to figure out the parameters to make it fair to voters across party lines.
That's correct, yes.
You mentioned the civil rights aspect of this, and that is often a concern when you pack a lot of, especially black Democrats, into one district, that makes sure that you have a good chance for an African-American member of Congress, but at the same time, you're packing in all these black Democrats into one district, so there's no chance that there could be maybe a neighboring district that includes an African-American. How do you balance that under the law as it's written?
There's not really a good way to do it under the laws that are written right now. When you have a certain population of voters who vote so heavily Democratic or Republican, there's not really any physical way that you can even those voters out across the state, and you end up having a lot of congressional districts in Wayne County where Democratic votes are essentially wasted, that they're so tightly packed into those congressional districts that the Democrats are guaranteed to win those seats, but they can't ever be counterbalanced into a district where perhaps the Democrats are slightly disadvantaged, but are at least somewhat competitive. And when you have to draw districts that are compact, there's really no way that you can avoid, quote unquote, wasting those Democratic votes.
I want to ask you one final question, and we've got just a little bit of time left here. Do you have conversations with party members, with Republican Party members, about doing something now or having something done to us in the future?
I have in the past. Since we're so far past the last census now, I haven't
and
really
four
done anything.
And 4 years away from another one.
Exactly. So this is something that could be coming up again in the future, and I will be pushing again for some type of reform. Whether or not that will actually go anywhere, I'm not sure.
Nathan Inks is an attorney in Oakland County, and in 2011, he won the Michigan Citizens Redistricting Competition. Hey, thanks for talking to us about this.
Thank you for having me.